Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God and is dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. So many people do not believe the Bible. So many people have rejected it. It is filled with myth and filled with the ideas of men that were really sort of mythical storytelling that happened over a period of nearly 100 years. And by time it got to the last one to put it together, it didn't look anything like what it originally started out to be. And also they reject Jesus Christ and reject God and reject truth, and the elite scholars at the Jesus Seminar reject the New Testament. Here's what they say. Remember, we've been reading the theses? And I just noticed at the end of page 3 that there's a copyright there. So we may not be able to post these online, but we may give you a link. That's what we will do. We will give you a link so that you can find where they are on their website. And I think you'll find it very interesting. Now, it's going to test your faith. It's going to test your belief. Are you grounded enough in the Word of God that you can read what they have to say and know where it's wrong? Have you proved the truth of the Word of God so that you have it in you, so that you can use it and understand how to live and what to do? Well, that may test it. But we'll have it there as a link. Now, here is canon number 19. The New Testament is a highly uneven, biased record of Orthodox attempts to invent Christianity. The canon of Scripture adopted by traditional Christianity should be contracted and expanded simultaneously to reflect respect for the old tradition and openness to the new. Only the works of strong poets, those who startle us, amaze us with a glimpse of what lies beyond the rim of the present sight, should be considered for inclusion. The canon should be a collection of scriptures without a fixed text and without either inside or outside limits, like the myth of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table or the myth of the American West. How's that for an evaluation of the Bible, never having really proved it? Jesus told his apostles that he would send the Spirit of truth that would lead them into all understanding, that is, of what they need to write. Yet he rejects it. Let's see what else he says under canon number 20. The Bible does not contain fixed objective standards of behavior that should govern human behavior for all time. Really? Why then have all civilizations collapsed because of sin? God is the one who says that he raises up a nation and puts it down. God is the one who says that he judges human beings, and it's based on a fixed basis. All right? This includes the Ten Commandments as well as the admonitions of Jesus. Is it not true, exactly like the Bible said, that when they professed themselves to be wise, they became fools and rejected the Word of God? Now, we've been going through here where Peter said that, no, we did not follow cleverly concocted myths like all the pagan religions. No, they were eyewitnesses of the truth. They were eyewitnesses of the transformation. They saw everything that Jesus did and said, and the 12 apostles were selected, personally chosen by Jesus Christ, and were given the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. And all of these men died ignominious deaths by crucifixion or other martyrdom, except the Apostle John. Now let's read what Peter wrote here. 2 Peter, the first chapter. Let's see what they possessed. Let's see what they understood from the Old Testament, because the Old Testament prophesied nearly everything about Jesus Christ and the Messiah. Verse 19, we also possess the confirmed prophetic word. Now, what does the confirmed prophetic word mean? It means that all of the fulfillment of the prophecies in the Old Testament concerning Jesus Christ, concerning his ministry, concerning his birth, concerning his life, concerning his death, concerning his resurrection, concerning the establishing of the New Testament church, concerning the spiritual intention of the commandments of God. All of that was confirmed in the person and ministry of Jesus Christ, because Jesus opened their minds to the prophecies concerning himself in the law and the prophets and the Psalms. And they contained the confirmed by Christ in person of the prophetic word. And they received the Holy Spirit of truth to write these things for us. And Peter said that he wrote them so that we would always have them in remembrance as to what we should do and how we should live and what Jesus said and what Jesus taught. And these are historical documents, contrary to what the Jesus Seminar says. Well, we can't trust any of this because it's all myth. So we are going to look for the historical Jesus outside the Bible. But the truth is, the Jews would not allow any accurate historical evidence of Jesus, because at the time of rejecting him and hating him, they would not have allowed any of their historians to write about him, even including Josephus. And a couple mentions there of Jesus in the writings of Josephus have been added. It was the apostles who wrote about it. And it was written in Greek. And that's what we have today. And from that, the received text and the Byzantine text form, we have the original text from which faithful version can be translated, which is what we have done in the faithful version of the Bible. That's the confirmed prophetic word. Continuing, to which you do well to pay attention, meaning they had it written down. How could they pay attention to it unless they had it written? Now continuing, as to a light shining in a dark place, the light of God to give you light and understanding in your life. And this world is full of darkness. So you need the Word of God, you need the truth of God, you need the Spirit of God, you need the things that are in here so that you can know who and what is a true Christian. Lord, what should I do? That's why we have the book entitled by that. What should you do? Well, get the book and find out. Read the Bible and find out. Believe in Jesus Christ and find out. Until the day dawns. Now, the day dawns is the return of Christ. Now continuing, and the morning star arises in your hearts, that means that you are resurrected from the dead. And Jesus said that those who are his at the resurrection will shine in the kingdom of the Father like the sun. And the sun is a star. Daniel wrote that those who turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars of heaven. Now, verse 20, we need to know and understand this. Knowing this first. First comes from the Greek protos, which means the first primary understanding that you need to have concerning the truth and the preservation of the scriptures of God and the writing of it, that they are not myths. They are not the conjurings of the mind of men trying to create a religion. You find that in the traditions of men, the traditions of Judaism, the traditions of Buddhism, the traditions of Islam, the traditions of Catholicism, the traditions of Orthodox, the traditions of Protestantism. None of them follow the Bible. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture originated as anyone's own private interpretation. And that is the correct translation of it. Didn't come from the minds of men. Here, read the theses from the Jesus Seminar. That came from the minds of men. And what does that do? That rejects God, that rejects Christ, that rejects the Bible, that rejects the Ten Commandments. And what do you hear from the pulpit where you go to church? What do you hear from the New Age religion that many people follow? What do you hear luminaries like Oprah Winfrey have to say about spirituality? Think about it. More people would rather follow Oprah Winfrey and the religion, New Age religion she has online on her websites and in her material, than are willing to truly follow the Bible. Isn't that astounding? No wonder people are blinded. Verse 21, because prophecy was not brought at any time by human will, but holy men of God, meaning they had the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, dedicated to truth, dedicated to righteousness, dedicated to fighting evil, dedicated to not having any deception, not having any merchandising of the people. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit and also wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Now, as you will find in the commentary in the Faithful Version, the Holy Bible in its original order, you will find how the New Testament was written, how it was canonized. Now, let's see Paul, who canonized and finished off all of his epistles, all 14 of them, and the book of Luke, before he died. And he passed those on to Peter. Peter acknowledged that what Paul wrote was scripture. He also acknowledged that some of the things that Paul wrote were hard or difficult to understand. Doesn't mean they can't be understood. That's why we have an appendix here, Appendix Z, in the Holy Bible in its original order. What do we have there? We have how to understand Paul's difficult-to-understand scriptures. Because if you want the truth, you can understand it. You can see through the lies of the misinterpretations of theologians. You can see through the political guise of religious denominations and how they take certain scriptures and just make them fit to what they want. Now, you have to have the whole Word of God. You can't just take part of it. Got to have it all. So Paul writes this. He writes to Timothy, verse 15, 2 Timothy 3, and that from a child you have known the holy writings. Now, Timothy, his mother was Jewish. His father was Greek. So they had the scriptures right in their house, the Old Testament, probably copies from the local synagogue, and the copies in the local synagogue came from Jerusalem, authorized copies to have. So he understood, it says here, that you have known the holy writings. Now notice what else he says, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Because the innumerable prophecies concerning Christ, written by over 40 men in the Old Testament, all came to pass and are continuously being fulfilled. Now, notice verse 16. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about something that is recorded in the book of Numbers. Now, I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it here. Remember the account about Balaam? Balaam wanted to curse the children of Israel, and Balak sent the money for him to come to do it. And he was so lustful of the money, he pleaded with God, "Oh, let me go do it." Well, God told him, "You can go, but you're not going to say anything I don't want you to say." So what happened? Balak put Balaam up on top of the mountain, they offered offerings, and then Balaam stood up to curse, and he blessed. God inspired a dedicated liar, a Satan worshiper at that, a hater of the children of Israel, to bless. Now, why do I bring that up? and he did it repeatedly. Why did God do that? To prove that he is capable of even taking a man so dedicated to cursing and evil that he could make him give a blessing in spite of himself. Now think of that. Now, what about the holy men who were moved of the Holy Spirit of God? Do you not think that they wrote exactly what God wanted them to write, using their own personalities? That's why the Bible is true. That's why today, the most damnable thing that has happened is men on committees who reject God, who despise his word, have formulated new translations and changed the word of God. Now that was one of the motivations for doing this Bible. Because when I saw the blasphemous things they were doing to the word of God in the inclusive New Testament, which was the homosexual New Testament and the neuter gender New Testament, I was convicted by God to know that if we let that stand without an answer, God is going to hold us accountable, because God demands that anyone who preaches the truth guards the truth, lives by the truth, understands the truth. And we said, if we let that stand, the judgment of God is coming upon us. So that was the beginning of what became the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version. Now notice, verse 16, this is how we approached the translation of it. This is how we viewed the Word of God, Old and New Testament, the original Greek in the New Testament and the Hebrew in the Old Testament. Verse 16, Paul wrote, all Scripture is God-breathed. In other words, God inspired it directly by his Spirit, and is profitable for doctrine. Yes, there needs to be doctrine. For conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's why we have the written word of God. See, because as human beings, we don't know what is righteous. We don't know what is right and wrong. Oh, by experimentation and things like that, we can understand certain things. But unless we have the word of God, know it's inspired of God, know it's given by God, know that every word, now all Scripture is God-breathed. Let's take that apart a little bit and see what that really means. All means each and every word, even including those so-called boring genealogies in the Old Testament. Why do we have that? So we know the physical descendants coming down to the time of Jesus Christ. And it had to be legally correct, because God is law abiding. And so those genealogies are necessary. Those are inspired, though you may consider them boring. Each and every word in Scripture is God breathed. Now notice why it was given here, so that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. And are we not going to be judged by our works? Isn't that what Jesus said? Yes, indeed. Now for those who are teachers and preachers, those who are charged to teach the word of God, those who are to shepherd the sheep, those who are to set the example, those who are to teach the truth in what they preach. Here's a charge to every one of them. Paul writes this to Timothy because Paul knew he was going to die. Paul knew, because he was in prison, that soon his martyrdom was coming, because he said, I'm ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand. So this is really a charge to Timothy, but to every succeeding generation of preachers and teachers and pastors and evangelists. I charge you, therefore, in the sight of God, even the Lord Jesus Christ, who is ready to judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Not politics, not thoughts of men, not theories of the elite. The word of God, the truth of God, the way that God intended it to be. All of those of us in the Christian Biblical Church of God who teach, we take that charge very seriously. Because James wrote, "Don't many of you desire to be teachers, for you know that we will receive the stronger, sterner judgment." We know that. Now, we are to teach the truth, we are to preach the word, we are to preach about the true Jesus. Now, then, we are ready to understand the scriptures concerning who and what Jesus really is. But you need to have this background so that you will realize that this comes direct from the Word of God. And these are not figments of the imaginations of deceived men concocting myths to create a religion. Now, notice what else he says. He said, convict, rebuke, encourage with all patience and doctrine, for there will come a time when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but according to their own lust shall accumulate to themselves a great number of teachers, having itching ears to hear what satisfies their cravings. That's why it was written down early on and copied and recopied and sent to the true followers of Jesus Christ down through the centuries. Because verse 4, if they wait and just do it by word of mouth and storytellers and myth accumulators, as the Jesus Seminar likes to say, and they shall turn away their own ears from the truth, and they shall be turned aside unto myths. Isn't that what is happening? You need the book, Lord, What Should I Do? So you can understand how you can find the true Jesus, how you can find and understand the truth of God, how you can understand about the salvation that Jesus Christ brings, so you can understand the truth about eternal life, so you can understand how we are to live our lives today, and that must begin in our homes, and that's where the New Testament church began. This is why church at home, to help as many people who are willing to hear, who are willing to listen, who are willing to study their Bibles, who are willing to prove the truth, who are willing to obey God, who are willing to love God, who are willing to love the Word of God, and use it as a guide of life. That's why church at home. You're not going to find this in the pulpits in the world. Never be there. You're going to find politics. You're going to find storytelling. Turn on the religious channel on Sunday morning. Yeah, some will preach a little more truth out of the Bible than the others, but when they come to the Sabbath, they just hopscotch right over it as if it never existed. When they come to the truth about the Passover and the holy days of God, they just hopscotch over it and say, that's all been done away. And that is a big satanic lie. You understand that? Do you believe that the whole world is deceived? Then you have to understand the way they're deceived is to be deceived with a false Jesus, with a false salvation, with false interpretations, with Bibles that have been altered to bring in a religious or a political or a sexual agenda. That's what happens. That's where we are today. And so that's why we're dedicated to the truth. That's why you don't hear politics here on Church at Home. That's why you don't hear us say, run down to your local church, or find a good church that suits you. No, you need to find God. and you're only going to find God in your own home, and you're only going to find the truth of God in your Bible. And you have to do the work, and you have to do the study, and you have to do the proving. There's no funnel hole in your head that it's going to be supernaturally just funneled into your brain. I hope that this background leading up to who is the real Jesus is going to help you understand the truth that we're going to cover out of the New Testament. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.